when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of دعاء.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ ابْنَ مَرْجَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ ابْنَ سَعَدٍ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرًا.
Brothers and sisters, as you were with us, we were discussing this excerpt of Ziyaratul Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ بْنَ مَرْجَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ بْنَ سَعْدٍ. And may Allah distance from His mercy Umar ibn Sa'd. We said Umar ibn Sa'd was really hesitant at first to take charge of the army and battle against Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but when he realized that the governorship of Ray will be taken from him, I mean, it will not be given to him after his fight against Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he thought maybe he should take charge of the army against Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And the interesting thing is that even when he has accepted this responsibility, Imam alayhi salam, with his encircling mercy and love for salvation of the enemies, calls him and advises him to abandon the forces, to come join his side and join the people who will attain salvation. This is the true embodiment of the meaning when we say the Ahlul Bayt are Safinatun Najat, the Ark of Salvation. This is exactly what we understand from this. خَلَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ أَنْوَارًا فَجَعَلَكُمْ بِعَرْشِهِ مُحْتِقِينَ حَتَّى مَنَّ عَلَيْنَا بِكُمْ فَجَعَلَكُمْ فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَنْ تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. Allah created you in the form of light. The Ahlul Bayt and their light were created before the creatures. They were placed around Allah's throne. They were engaged in glorifying Allah until He subhanahu wa ta'ala puts each of those pure souls in a body at the proper time. The Ahlul Bayt are like Noah's Ark. From the time the Ahlul Bayt were placed around Allah's throne, they try to save the ones who have fallen into the whirlpool of tribulation. فَبَلَغَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ أَشْرَفَ مَحَلِّ الْمُكَرَّمِينَ وَأَعْلَى مَنَازِلِ الْمُقَرَّمِينَ وَأَرْفَعَ دَرَجَاتِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And Allah made you reach the noblest position of glory, the highest station that was nearest to Him, and the loftiest status among those of the messengers.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right, or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So the Ahlul Bayt are the ark of salvation, truly. Abu Dharr, touching the door of Kaaba, said, I have heard Allah's messenger say, Ala, إِنَّ مَثَلَ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ فِيكُمْ مَثَلُ سَفِينَةِ نُوحٍ. Beware that the parable of my Ahlul Bayt among you is like Noah's ark. مَنْ رَكِبَهَا نَجَى. Whoever enters it will be saved. وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهَا هَلَكَ. And whoever refuses to enter it will suffer perdition. And this is how the Ahlul Bayt have introduced themselves, and this is how they have proven themselves to be. How many of these people were saved on the verge of falling just because of the invitation of the Ahlul Bayt, just because of the encircling mercy of the Ahlul Bayt. نَحْنُ سَفِينَةُ النَّجَاةِ مَنْ تَعَلَّقَ بِهَا نَجَى وَمَنْ حَادَ عَنْهَا هَلَكَ. We are the boat of salvation. Whoever holds on to it will be saved, and whomever keeps away from it will meet perdition. فَمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فَلْيَسْأَلْ بِنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. And whoever has a request from Allah should ask it through us, the Ahlul Bayt. Let us end our discussion in this episode by having a look at this beautiful word of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, who said, اجعلوا أهل بيتي منكم مكان الرأس من الجسد ومكان العينين من الرأس. Consider my Ahlul Bayt as the head of the body and as the two eyes to the head. فإن الجسد لا يهتدي إلا بالرأس. The body cannot find the way except with the head. ولا يهتدي الرأس إلا بالعينين. And the head cannot find the way except with the eyes. So it now becomes clear as to why the companions of the Ahlul Bayt during their lives considered them as head and eyes, without whom life was nothing but blindness and perdition. And even considering this in our minds, the night of Ashura, we see Imam Hussein alayhi salam giving his companions the choice to revoke allegiance to him and leave him, but they unanimously decided to stay with him because they loved him truly from the bottom of their hearts. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن وزرع نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين